Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Pokey Reese. Batting second. The shortstop, Barry Larkin. Batting third. The first baseman, Sean Casey. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dimitri Young. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Taubensi. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Michael Tucker. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Aaron Boone. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Harnisch. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Pete Harnisch. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Loretta. Batting third. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Jenkins. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ronnie Belliard. Batting 7th. The first baseman, Kevin Barker. Batting 8th. The catcher, Brian Banks. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Cal Eldred. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Cal Eldred. And now, play ball. Pokey Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Larkin hits a fly ball into right field. Burnitz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Casey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the Reds nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Grissom hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Loretta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Zerillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Burnitz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vaughn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dimitri Young is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Young strikes out. Two outs. Ed Taubensi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taubensi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taubensi moves to second. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Jenkins batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Jenkins hits a pop-up towards short. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Belliard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Barker is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Barker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harnish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Pete Harnish is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harnish hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Pokey Reese batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Reese is 0 for 1 in the game. Reese hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harnish moves to third. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Larkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harnish scores. Reese moves to second. It's 1-0, Reds. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Casey is 0 for 1 in the game. Casey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reese scores. Larkin moves to third. It's 2-0, Reds. Greg Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0 Reds. Dimitri Young batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young takes first base on ball 4. Ed Taubensy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taubensy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Taubensy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barker fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. 2 outs. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barker scoops it up and throws to first, with Eldred covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sean Berry pinch hits for Cal Eldred. Sean Berry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. Grissom hits a fly ball into right field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Steve Woodard now pitching. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Harnish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harnish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harnish bunts towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Boone moves to second. 1 out. Pokey Reese is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Reese is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Larkin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Loretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Loretta takes first base on ball four. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jeremy Bernitz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bernitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernitz hits a pop-up towards short. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Casey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Casey hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Casey moves to second. Dimitri Young is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Young hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Casey moves to third. One out. Ed Taubensee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Taubensee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taubensee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Belliard fields it and throws to second for the out. Casey scores. Two outs. It's 6-0, Reds. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Woodard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Belliard is 0-for-1 in the game. Belliard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kevin Barker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Barker is 0-for-1 in the game. Barker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reese fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Belliard moves to second. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Vaughn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nilsson pinch hits for Steve Woodard. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Nilsson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Reese scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Bill Pulsifer now pitching. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boone strikes out. One out. Pete Harnisch is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harnisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harnisch hits a line drive towards first. Barker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pokey Reese is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Reese is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reese takes first base on ball 4. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Larkin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reese moves to second. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Casey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Casey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 0 for 2 in the game. Grissom hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Loretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Loretta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Loretta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Cirillo takes first base on ball 4. Ron Villone now pitching. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Taub NC settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dimitri Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Taub NC is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Taub NC is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Taub NC hits a fly ball into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Jenkins batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jenkins is 0 for 2 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Casey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jenkins for the out. 1 out. Ronnie Belliard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Belliard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Belliard strikes out. 2 outs. Kevin Barker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Barker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Villone fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 6, and the Brewers nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tucker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tucker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-0, Reds. Aaron Boone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Boone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ron Villone is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Villone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Loretta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pokey Reese is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Reese is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reese strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Brian Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Reese settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lyle Mouton pinch hits for Bill Pulsifer. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Mouton hits a pop-up towards first. Casey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marky Grissom batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Grissom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Brewers nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Valerio de los Santos now pitching. Lou Collier now playing right field. Barry Larkin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Larkin hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Barker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Sean Casey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Casey is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Casey strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Vaughn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Barker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeffrey Hammonds now playing right field. Eddie Zaski pinch hits for Mark Loretta. Eddie Zaski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zaski strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Collier is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Collier takes first base on ball 4. Cirillo moves to second. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-3 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cirillo scores. Collier moves to third. It's 7-1, Reds. Ronnie Belliard batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Belliard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Belliard hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Casey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Kevin Barker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Jenkins moves to second. Kevin Barker is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Barker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 7, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.